In a war zone, trying to kill somebody, especially head of state, is very difficult. I've been on the CIA side of this. And if you can't actually have a lot of eyes on the ground and surveillance and picking up cell phones and Wi-Fi and the rest of it, and you have a moving target like Zelensky, who's well protected, this is a Hail Mary on Putin's part. It just, you know, he's panicked because he thought this government would collapse in, you know, in days, and Zelensky would run for it. And so that all of a sudden he's confronted with flattening Ukraine, like Stalin did Berlin in 45. It's a new game. So he's out there, and I can just imagine the way this looks. He's in the Kremlin yelling, kill this guy, and I don't care how you do it. And a GRU, military intelligence, has all sorts of contractors that have fought in war zones, whether it was Afghanistan or Syria. You know, they're trigger happy, but they're sending them in to a war zone where they have no cover, and it just at a checkpoint they get picked up. So I'm not, if Putin doesn't have somebody, a source, Russian intelligence doesn't have a source next to Zelensky right now, this is very much an act of desperation on their side. It's not like they can drive up to the palace and start shooting like they did in Afghanistan to the president and kill everybody.
Yeah.
It's not working that way.
So how then do the people on Zelensky's team track these people down? How do they find them?
Well, I mean, the military, for instance, is undoubtedly getting, you know, orders of the day and, you know, passwords and all that sort of stuff. And these people don't know it, and they change every day. So if you come to a checkpoint and you don't know what the right phrase is, you're automatically suspect. It's very traditional battlefield security like this. And frankly, Chechens running around Kyiv at this point would stand out. And they just don't know what they're doing. As far as the GRU does, you know, this is what they do, is assassinations. I've actually spent time with these guys where they have the very clandestine ones, the Spetsnaz especially, have these, and they used to show them to me, these subsonic bullets that don't make any noise at all. I mean, they're like suppressed weapons. So they have regularly, the Russian military has assassination teams, which they used a lot in Afghanistan. And they're trying to take tactics they learned in Afghanistan, they're trying to take it to Kyiv. And I think it's proving difficult because the nationalism among Ukrainians and patriotism is a hard thing to get through when you got believers on the ground. And this is why Putin would prefer to, you know, he would prefer to kill Zelensky as opposed to flatten Kyiv and, you know, Kharkiv and the rest of it.
Ukraine has been crawling with assassins for a long time. You may remember a couple of years ago, there was a guy that the Kremlin wanted to kill who actually faked his own death with Ukrainian security services. His name was Arkady Babchenko. And he actually escaped and exposed this whole system where they, you know, do this bid thing. But the point that I'm making is Ukraine is full of assassins. So I would have to imagine that there is a really good apparatus that's been built up there over the years to target and to find and to figure out assassins, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Ukrainians have a professional intelligence service, and they can do things like keep track of cell phones and they have surveillance and the rest of it, and they know what they're doing. So the Russians are up against the sophisticated, you know, apparatus here. And the Ukrainians have traditionally been some of the KGB's best spies. So they've got all sorts of people that they can bring in and set up a defensive perimeter, which could beat the Russians.
Yeah.
You know, and if they don't have a guy next is Zelensky, who lets the assassins in through the back door. This is a tall order for Russian intelligence.
Former CIA covert operative Robert Bayer, JJ Green, WTOP News.